KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have sunny skies, 80 degrees in Atlantic, looking for to be partly cloudy, hot, and sticky today, a high around 96. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, airlines and other businesses that use Omaha's Epley Airfield are making plans in case flooding forces the airport's closure. Lincoln, Nebraska Airport Executive Director John Wood says he's had discussion with three passenger airlines, all freight airlines, and all the rental car companies that serve Epley. He also says ConAgra, Mutual of Omaha, and Kiewit have moved their corporate planes from Omaha to Lincoln. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Wood has also had discussion with the Transportation Safety Administration about possible flight diversions to Lincoln. The Omaha airport is protected from the swollen Missouri River by levees, and pumps are keeping the main road to the airport dry. The river isn't expected to overtop the levees, but there is concern that the prolonged flooding could weaken the airport's levees. News time is 9:02.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting this morning that work on installation of the flood barrier wall along the south side of U.S. Highway 30 in locations west of Missouri Valley is expected to be completed, and the road was expected to have been reopened at 8:30 today. After the road is opened, it will remain so through the 4th of July weekend. The road will close again temporarily on Tuesday, July the 5th at 8:30 a.m. to begin work on installing a flood barrier wall on the north side of the road. That work will also be performed round the clock and take about 48 hours. Earlier, it was thought that work could possibly be performed under controlled traffic conditions. However, it's been determined that the work cannot be performed safely or efficiently under those conditions. And a reminder for road closure information, the Iowa DOT's Flood Information Call Center number is 1-866-452-8510, and that is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily through today. You can speak to an operator for travel assistance. Road condition information during the 4th of July holiday weekend is also available 24 hours a day online at www.511ia.org or by calling 511 in Iowa or outside of Iowa at 800-288-1047. Two state teams are assessing damage to homes along the swollen Missouri River in eastern Nebraska. The Nebraska Emergency Management Agency says the teams were conducting an aerial tour Thursday of damaged property reported to the state. Early reports indicate 115 houses have sustained major damage. The state continues to urge property owners to report damage to homes and businesses. NEMA's Cindy Newsham says the damage estimates could help the state get approval for individual aid. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is releasing massive amounts of water into the Missouri River from dams upstream. Those releases will keep the river above flood stage in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa at least until August. The Iowa State Patrol says a Sioux City man died following a crash Thursday afternoon in western Iowa's Monona County. 27-year-old Craig Jacob Austin was pronounced dead at Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. Officials say Austin was traveling north on I-29 just before 3 p.m. with a 2001 Ford F-350 pickup he was driving. Went out of control a few miles north of the Ottawa exit. The pickup crossed the median and came to rest on its side in the west ditch of southbound I-29. Austin was ejected from his pickup as it rolled. The patrol's report did not indicate if he was wearing a seatbelt. In other news, the Harlan Community School District will receive a 2011 Iowa Character Award from Character Counts in Iowa next month. The award annually honors individuals, schools, and organizations that consistently demonstrate and promote the six pillars of character, that being trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Paulette Rasmussen, who nominated the school, said staff, students, and community members of Harlan are all very involved and supportive of the Character Counts initiative. Character Counts in Iowa is a nonprofit organization that promotes civility and good character in homes, schools, workplaces, and communities. Harlan High School representatives will be honored along with 12 other Iowa Award recipients at the 2011 Character Counts Awards banquet on August the 5th. All 13 award recipients were chosen by a volunteer selection committee made up of more than 50 Iowans. With a little over 8 hours to spare, the Iowa legislature took a final action on the last piece of a nearly $6 billion budget plan on Thursday afternoon. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The new state budgeting year started just after midnight. The final drama of the final day of the 2011 Iowa legislature came when a deal was struck on abortion policy. It allows Republicans to tout a move to give women getting a taxpayer-financed abortion at the University of Iowa hospitals the option of viewing an ultrasound beforehand. Democrats say the deal preserves the same abortion services that are available today at the hospital. During Thursday's closing moments, House Speaker Craig Paulson called it a unique session.
The people of Iowa chose to elect a Republican governor, a Republican House, and a Democrat Senate. And typically in divided government, things take a little longer to process. While I would not have predicted, nor do I ever care to live through another 172-day session, I think this is healthy, and I think it serves the people of Iowa extremely well.
Paulson is the top Republican in the legislature. The top Democrat in the Senate decided to speed toward final adjournment rather than read his speech for the occasion. In his written remarks, Senate Democratic leader Mike Gronstall said it had been a difficult session and finding agreement had not been easy. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, beginning this morning, anyone caught texting while driving in Iowa will face a fine. The state's distracted driving law took effect on last July 1st, mandating that only warnings be issued for the first year. When court costs are added to the $30 fine, the full bill could be $100. Senior Trooper Mark Domino of the Iowa State Patrol's Mason City Post said people need to understand it's dangerous to text while driving.
People know that seatbelts save lives, so they wear seatbelts. People know that cell phone use and texting can result just like you're drinking and you'll be over the legal limit. Just refrain from it. I know it's tough to put the phone away, but we lived years without it. If you do have to use your cell phone, please pull over the shoulder of the road.
Domino said he was responding to an accident earlier this week and came across a driver en route who was clearly texting while driving.
I had my lights and siren on, and this guy was texting in the left lane. I mean, his head was down, obvious with his hands. I knew what he was doing. If I had time, we would have had a chat, but I had to get to the accident. So just use your brain and don't use your phone.
Domino said you should let your front seat passenger worry about all the stuff that's not happening on the road.
We used to say shotgun, and I do a lot of driver's ed classes, and the term shotgun means a lot now. They got to take care of the passengers. They got to take care of the cell phone. They got to take care of the radio. When you're driving, drive, and that's your job.
Domino admits enforcing the law is going to be the tough part since it's classified as a secondary law. That means an officer can't pull you over just on the suspicion of texting while driving. And we received word this morning from the Shelby County Sheriff's Office of a couple of accidents that took place near the intersection of Highway 59 and County Road F-32, and this would have been on Thursday. The first accident occurred on Highway 59 northbound at the 82-mile marker at about 2:47 p.m. The Sheriff's Department says a vehicle driven by Karen Gakis of Lincoln, Nebraska, was stopped in the roadway awaiting the passing of a semi-tractor trailer hauling windmill parts. A second vehicle, driven by Jennifer Rogers of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling behind the Gekas vehicle. The Rogers vehicle was unable to stop prior to hitting Gekas from behind. The collision caused extensive damage to both vehicles and resulted in injuries to both drivers and a young female passenger. All of the injured persons were transported to Murtu Medical Center by ambulance. And the second accident happened on Thursday at around 3:24 p.m. on Highway 59 south of County Road F-32. Traffic was stopped due to the first accident. And Juan Tercio of Denison, was stopped in the northbound lane. Joshua Roberts of Denison was following behind him. The Roberts vehicle failed to observe Tercero's vehicle and struck it from behind. Roberts was cited for a failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Taking a look at our national news at this hour here on KJAN, The judge in the Florida murder trial of Casey Anthony has called an indefinite recess so the defense can take depositions of witnesses. The prosecution plans to call in its rebuttal case. Judge Belvin Perry allowed the recess this morning just before the jury was about to enter the courtroom. Lead defense attorney Jose Baez said the state had failed to disclose all the information a computer expert and forensic anthropologist had planned to testify to. Death Row in Illinois is dead. Today, a ban that Governor Pat Quinn signed into law in March took effect. It's a quiet last chapter to the story of capital punishment in Illinois, which captured the attention of the world in 2000, when then-Governor George Ryan imposed a moratorium. Ryan cleared death row entirely 3 years later. And stocks were mixed on early trading today on Wall Street ahead of a key manufacturing report. Economists expect the Institute for Supply Management will report that its manufacturing index grew in June, but at a slower pace than the previous month. The ISM index plummeted in May as a result of a shortage of auto parts from Japan. Investors will also receive reports on construction spending and auto sales by the end of the day. The Dow is currently on pace for its best week of gains since July of last year. Right now, the Dow is up a little more than 77 points. The S&P is up just about 7 points. And the NASDAQ is up nearly 17 points. KJAN News Time is 9:12.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you ask. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you ask. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
And in our funeral announcement, 75-year-old Paul L. Wehlert of Exira died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Wehlert will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 54-year-old Alan D. Stephenson of Adair and formerly of El Paso, Illinois, died June 23rd at the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson will be held this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.